Let us turn to John's Gospel, chapter 9. John's Gospel, chapter 9. And we'll begin with verse 1, up to verse 17, and then skip to verse 24 through verse 38. John's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." Therefore said they unto him, "How were thine eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed, and I received sight." Then said they unto him, "Where is he?" He said, "I know not." They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, "He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and I do see." Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. They said unto the blind man again, "What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." And then moving up to verse 24. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Then said they to him again, "What did he do to thee? How opened he thine eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?" Then they reviled him and said, "Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is." The man answered and said unto them, "Why, herein is a marvelous thing, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of that one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." He answered and said unto him, "Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him.
By way of introduction, I'm sure that many of us, probably all of us, have friends or neighbors or acquaintances who have enjoyed the Christmas holiday. And at this time of year, many people are thinking about Jesus Christ. But what is often left out is this thought that he is personally involved. He desires to be personally involved with our own lives. The scripture says in John chapter 1 that the true light, he came into the world and he lighted every man that comes into the world. sometimes people think it's a little bit safe to keep him in the manger. But he doesn't want to stay in the manger, if we might say it that way. He came as a light to expose our situation and then also to attract us to the right way. It was our desire in Mawa to highlight this special thought of the believer's security in Christ, because this is a distinctly Christian truth, this thought that those who are followers of Christ can know for certain, can know without a shadow of a doubt, without a question, that the work that Christ has done is completely sufficient, completely satisfactory as far as God is concerned. And many of those same people that we might talk about Christmas time with, if we ask them, what do you think about yourself? Are you going to be in heaven yourself? Well, I hope so. Isn't that the common response? Well, I hope that God's love will accept me. I hope that his grace, his mercy, I think that he knows I'm trying my best. And there's a great sense of those who are Christian in name that don't appreciate what the scriptures clearly teach us about security in Christ. And so it was our desire to present to us today this sort of progression. As you would notice in John chapter 10, when we get there after lunch, that this is really one of the core chapters in the scriptures that show us this absolute certainty. And we would look at John chapter 9 this morning to sort of set the stage to see the Lord Jesus bringing along one individual to learn bit by bit some new things about himself, one thing at a time. We'll notice that progression as we have our discussion. So that by the end of this one amazing day in this blind man's life, who is now no longer blind, he's had his eyes open, the end of this one amazing day, his entire perspective on life itself and who is going to care for him and be with him and give him security and assurance in his life, his whole perspective on that has changed. So we want to notice that progression as we go through for the purpose of realizing that that's where the Lord Jesus wants to bring us. And then this afternoon when we look at John 10 and John 15 to see the further certainty and then the response to this introduction this morning, this whole chapter this morning. We want to be equipped as believers to know that Christ is for us and that what Christ has done for us is completely enough to satisfy our hearts as in our standing before God. And we also want to equip ourselves as believers to be able to articulate this truth to friends who may have Christian teaching, Christian background, but may not understand that this is really a certainty, a reality. So we want both of these goals, we want to encourage ourselves not only to appreciate it here, but to be able to articulate it and share that with those who may not have that certainty, because it is distinctly a Christian truth. Those who say they follow Christianity but do not have this truth, their eyes also need to be opened. Perhaps, as was already expressed in prayer, perhaps there may be some with us today. We welcome you to study the scriptures. If you do not yourself have this personal certainty and assurance, then we trust that through our discussion you also will have that assurance today. Just a couple of comments about the actual discussion time. As always, we like to encourage you to be loud in your comments, those who participate verbally. Your neighbor sitting directly next to you might think you're a little too loud, but the rest of us will appreciate it. And please be clear and direct, and let's try to get the most that we can out of this particular chapter. No doubt there are other scriptures to bring in, but we want to get as much as we can out of this particular chapter, and we want to be easily understood by those who are listening together and to build on one another's comments. So let's listen to one another and then share together and enjoy the day.